And welcome, Phil Henry Show fans. It is the world-famous Phil... Wait, turn that down, bud.
Oh, sorry.
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
How many times you got to tell you to turn it down?
What?
How many times does he have to... Don't turn it down all the way, man.
Sorry.
How many times does he...
I'm not kidding, bud.
Sorry, I'm just messing around.
Well, he does that on purpose.
I know you do, and it's not cool. Welcome to the Phil Henry Show.
Why do you do that?
I'm having a couple of... Oh, my God. Somebody made a comment, by the way, on a fan page over at Facebook, the BSP's More page. They said, we ought to do a special week of shows of characters who, quote, do things just to get a couple of laughs, end quote.
What's that mean?
That's a bit of, just like what Bud just said, you know? I'm trying to get a couple of laughs.
Well, I mean, what's wrong with having a... God damn, I'm trying to lighten the mood.
There's another one.
Yeah, that's another one, too. We should do a whole week of shows of people that have wanted to lighten the mood and did things for just a couple of laughs.
See, you're laughing.
I'm laughing at that, yeah. You're getting a couple of laughs, drowning me out with... anyway,
let's get to it. And we got Steve Bozell.
Go ahead, General.
Yeah, thank you. Why don't you sit down for a minute, Phil?
Hang on, I will.
Don't play with that, Phil. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got Steve Bozell on the line. Steven is a construction contractor from Corona, California, and has a dispute. We're going to hear from this Roy Hutchins?
Yeah, we will hear from Mr. Hutchins in a few minutes.
All right, Steven Bozell joins us on our newsmaker line from Corona, California. And this has to do, big things happened yesterday in the world, in the country, whatever the hell you want to call it. So Steven Bozell joins us here on our news. How are you doing, Mr. Bozell?
Yes, sir, I'm fine.
And you have this, we've had you on the program before, Mr. Bozell. You've had this ongoing dispute with this neighbor of yours, Mr. Roy Hutchins, correct?
Yeah, well, I've had, Roy and I get along. There are days we get along, there are days we don't get along, but we get along with the day that we get along. I'm sorry, I got stuck in...
You're getting kind of stuck there, Mr. Bozell.
I'm sorry. So I said we have days to get along with, long to be long.
What's wrong with you, sir?
Nothing. Every time I say we got days to get along, you just get along.
Well, this is a new prayer. Here, you take over. Hi, Steve. It's Phil Henry.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. There are days...
Try and slow it down.
Yeah, there are days we get along... And days we don't, yeah, thank God, I did it. Days we don't get along.
Let me ask you something. What is this? Is this a problem you have forming words?
I want to get into the whole rapture thing, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, but before we get into the rapture thing, this is a problem we've got with other guests, and including you. You just said the words, days we get along, and you were stuck in some kind of...
I got jammed.
People get jammed up in it, Phil.
Yeah, they'll get jammed in the loop.
What do you mean they get jammed in the loop? What happened to you?
No, nothing happened to me. God, it makes it seem like something's wrong with me.
Well, your days we get along.
I just said there are days we get along. I don't know.
You get stuck saying days we get along.
Yeah, so I get. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'll sit down. Let me do this, will you? For Christ. So, how are you, Mr. Bozell?
I've been better. I mean, I didn't expect to come on your program and have people rip me an ass. And
I don't think I ripped you an ass, sir.
Well, I'm just telling you about Roy Hutchins.
All right, enough of Roy Hutchins. Here's what we want to ask you. Yesterday, here in America and around the world, we had the eclipse. I don't know if... Where did the eclipse affect things?
I don't know, bud.
Yeah, the eclipse affected the East Coast of the United States and a lot of stuff.
What are we talking about, the eclipse?
I was talking about what I thought was the eclipse is the rapture.
Can I? Here's Phil. Steve, we're talking about two different things, man. You're talking about the eclipse or the rapture?
I'm talking about the rapture. What?
The rapture is one thing, which is a religious event, a supposed fictitious or fanciful or whatever religious event of people being... taken to heaven, the eclipse is very much a scientific reality.
Well, you call it scientific reality. I mean, all I know is I spent yesterday...
All right, hold on for a minute. I want to start. I'm going to do it, bud.
All right.
Thank you, General.
Oh, yes, sir?
Yeah, no, I got it. Okay, now here's what we're talking about here. We're talking about... They're talking about yesterday, the rapture. We're not talking about the eclipse. I got Dr. Ron Tarner coming on later to talk about that.
Well, I don't know the gentleman.
You don't have to know him. We're talking about this rapture, okay? Now, the rapture was something that you were concerned with?
Yes, sir. I was concerned with it. I think as anybody who considers themselves to be a believer of the Christian, I don't want to say I'm not really a Christian, but I do follow a lot of the Christian things that happen,
What does that mean, you follow the Christian things that happen?
Well, I mean, if they tell me that Jesus is going to come down, and they pretty much have got it set that it's going to happen on a certain day, I got to pay attention to that. You know, maybe I don't go to church, and maybe I don't say my prayer, or, you know, maybe I'm not the most devout Christian, but when someone tells me that they're going to start...
And so this was a very emotional day for you yesterday.
It was very emotional, yes.
What? And you were, my understanding is you were waiting for the rapture?
I was waiting to see if something was going to happen, yes, sir. And I was waiting and I was waiting and I was waiting and I was waiting. And we were doing a tilt-up over here in Bentley, and then we had a couple of pool decks. We had a couple of pool decks and some driveways we were pouring. And
you're in the concrete construction business?
Primarily concrete construction, yes, sir.
Okay.
And so... Primarily concrete construction. And so, you know, you find yourself waiting, and you look up, and we had a cement finish. The concrete guy came, and he was pouring the mud on this driveway.
When you say pouring the mud, you're talking about the concrete?
Yes, sir, I'm talking about the concrete. Jesus.
All right, take it easy, Steve. Not all of us speak the language, okay?
Sorry.
I don't know about mud or any of this other stuff. You're talking about pouring the mud. It sounds to me like you just went in your pants.
What a dick, man.
Well, hey, listen. Tell you something, Bozell. Wait, hold on. Wait, Steve. Just hold on.
Yeah. I don't need this, Mr. Henry. You know, as Henny Youngman once said, I got two mix at home and heat. I don't need this.
I don't know what that means. General, all right, sorry. Steve, it's Margaret Gray. All right, so you were waiting for the rapture.
I don't know that I was waiting for it. I was concerned when someone said to me, today's the day that they're going to start to suck the...
Today was the day, or yesterday was the day, anyway, that the souls were going to be drawn to heaven.
Yes, sir. Souls would be drawn to heaven. So.
Hold on for a minute. We got to.
Yeah, Roy Hutchins.
We have Roy Hutchins on the other line.
Oh, great.
Go ahead. All right. Steve Bozell is with us.
Mr. Henry, I've got a work day here, and I'm trying to get through things.
I understand, sir, and I'm going to get to Mr. Hutchins is on. Roy Hutchins, Phil Hendry.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
And we have Stephen Bozell, your next-door neighbor, on. The other line here, and I want to ask you what, from your perspective...
Well, I think it's important, Mr. Henry, that you ask me what happened before you start asking him. That's fine with me. I can tell you what happened, or you can listen to Steve babble his way through... I'm not babbling my way through anything, Hutchins. Okay, fine. I was just going to tell you, Mr. Henry, that all I did... in the interest of, I heard the young man say a minute ago, having a couple of laughs.
All right, here we go again with having a... So what you did, if I can just cut to the chase here, is you had some blow-up dolls and some helium?
Yes, I had read that people were doing that. And
you read that people are doing what?
I read that people, as a joke, had blow-up dolls that you could buy over the sex... over the sex ads.
And you filled these blow-up dolls with helium.
You fill the blow-up dolls with helium, and then you release them. And that's what my intent was.
Did you do this specifically to freak out or bother Mr. Bozell?
I, you know, had no idea that Mr. Bozell was in the area. I thought that he was off pouring some pool decks or something, but apparently, how did you see them, Steve?
I was home for lunch.
Okay, so you came home for lunch.
Yeah, but as I said, I was concerned throughout the day just from the I don't know. So
you didn't know that Steve Bozell was home?
I know on occasion, I saw his truck, I'll be perfectly honest with you, his truck pulled into the driveway.
Yeah, okay,
see, yeah, good, Steve, I heard you.
See?
I heard you, Steve.
Yeah, so you did that on purpose.
I saw his truck pull into the driveway.
And when you saw his truck pull into the driveway, you got out these blow-up dolls?
I pulled the blow-up dolls out from the garage where I had them, and I began to...
So you started to pump the helium into them?
Yes, sir. And I walked outside. I took another glance over the fence. I saw Mr. Bozell's truck was still there. I filled the blow-up dolls, there were three of them, with helium.
Yeah, so in other words, you were laying and waiting.
Hold on for a minute, Steve. I want to hear this.
Yeah, so I filled up the three blow-up dolls with helium. Then I took another glance over the fence. I saw that Mr. Bozell was still in his house, and that's when I heard a whistle. That was my wife, Kay, and she has a whistle.
she blows a whistle using two fingers. You ever seen a? It's fantastic.
Yeah, you see his wife.
What, don't you call, what, are you going to start to call her Butch?
Well, she's blowing.
She's blowing what?
Wait a minute. So your wife whistled?
My wife whistled. That's when I looked over the fence. I saw Mr. Bozo coming out.
And that's when you released the blow-up dolls?
Yes, that's when I released the blow-up dolls. And I let three of them go. They began to float skyward. I said, Steve. And he goes, he looks at me, and he goes, what? And
because you're always hassling me and everything.
I guess maybe I am. But I said, Steve, look.
And he looked up.
Yeah.
And he looked up. And that's when he dropped to his knees and started praying.
And as any man would, Mr. Henry, I saw the three, what looked like three people being floated up to heaven. I dropped to my knees, and I prayed and prayed and prayed. Yeah. So.
And I want to ask something, Mr. Hutchins. Why did you do this?
Why did I do it? Mr. Henry, you have to live next door to someone like Steve Bozell. And if you do, you will never ask the question, why did I do it? Because...
But why did you? Because you could see it caused the man great stress.
Well, you know, there's an old saying, Mr.
General Shaw.
Sorry, General Shaw. There's an old saying, and it goes something like this. When they asked Sir Edmund Hillary, why did you climb Mount Everest? His famous response was...
Because it's there.
Because... I wanted to say it.
All right, I'm sorry.
What the lady said, because it's there.
And so you mess with Steve Bozell because he's there?
Because Steve, he's messable.
Yeah, see that right there. There's the sadism and the sadistic nature of this man, that because I have a religious soul, and
will you listen to this guy? Are you slobbering?
I'm wiping waste. Yeah, because I was...
You can hear him slobbering, Mr. Henry.
Steve, do you need to wipe your mouth or something?
Oh, hold on for a minute. April, I need a rag. Yeah,
thanks. And so this guy, Mr. Henry, I may have to get off the phone. I can't listen to this.
Hey, let me tell you something, Hutchins. You released three of these blow-up dolls into heaven. Mr. Bozell, you're the same guy that got penis-shaped popsicles and put them in your mouth on a hot day because you didn't know what they were. And when I laughed, you made a big issue out of that.
Are you going to laugh at a man?
I'm laughing at you because you didn't know you had penis-shaped popsicles that your wife had for a bachelor party, and you put it in your mouth. That's why I'm laughing.
All right, so we're not going to talk. Not talking about that right now. We're going to talk about the issue at hand, which was you releasing these three blow-up dolls.
I released three blow-up dolls. Bozell saw them, dropped to his knees, and started praying, and I got out my cell phone camera.
So you videoed this?
Yeah, he did video it, and we do have a copy of it. I don't want
a copy of that. I don't want it released.
Thank you, Mr. Henry.
All right, so we don't have to see that. But I why did you video it, sir?
So what, I would have a copy of it.
Well, if I see that, let me tell you right now, you have no right. No right at all. No right at all. And if I see that released on social media, I'm not going to release it on social media, Steve. I thought it was funny. I videoed it with my phone. My wife, Kay, got it. Kay, did you get it?
I did, yes.
Okay, Kay got it. Your wife, Kay, is part of the Corona Film Festival. So what do you think she's going to do? Edit it into a movie? Like the Henry documentary?
No.
I doubt it, Steve. So, all right, you filmed this for laughs.
Yes, I did. And Mr. Henry, I want to say something right now. What I did was not a terribly destructive thing.
You knew that that man, Mr. Bozell, was traumatized. He was unusual. He was the kind of man that reacts to these things. You knew that.
Yes, I know that Bozell is the kind of guy that goes all goo-goo. He gets crazy about certain things. And, of course, look at Steve. You're the guy that did got him upset with me because I grew a zucchini that was 12 inches long, and you nicknamed it
John Holmes zucchini because it looked like a John Holmes.
What, it looked like John Holmes what?
Okay, I know we know that very familiar. We're familiar with that complaint.
Yeah. What am I supposed to do, Mr. Henry? I draw a 12-inch zucchini, and he goes, look at that John Holmes. He doesn't want his wife or daughter looking at it. You expect me not to say anything about it?
Well, you know what? He's got you there, Steve. You're an unusual guy, Steve. You react. You have you're very thin skin. People are going to mess with you.
All right. They can mess with me if they want. If they mess with me, they mess with God. Because what you did yesterday, oh, for Christ.
No, for what?
Nothing.
What you did to me yesterday...
messing with my mind. On the rapture day, you messing with God. I'm not messing with God at all, okay? There was no rapture. There could have been. Really? According to who? According to the people who know all about Jesus.
All right, Steve, there was no rapture. You had a neighbor who decided to mess with you by floating some helium dolls. What are you going to do?
Right now, I got on the phone with the Dolores Blazengame.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, listen to Hutchins now.
Oh.
Every time with you, Bozell.
That's right,
I got on the phone with Dolores Blazengame, and we'll find out just how funny you think it is when I file a mental cruelty. Mental cruelty? I'm not married to you, okay?
I will.
Dolores Blazengame, listen to you, man. You don't even know.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, laugh it up, Mr. Henry.
It's pretty funny, Steve.
Steve, you're just going to have to let some of these things slide. Remember what Chris Rock said? There's no champagne in the champagne room. Let it slide.
Who?
All right, Steve. Thank you.
Well, okay, fine, but I can tell you this right now, Roy. I know I'll be hearing from your attorney.
That's right.
And there's a lot of Christian people out there who don't think it's funny when they're waiting for the rapture.
Steve, were you waiting around to be floated up to heaven?
I was... I don't know, maybe. Maybe it could happen. Maybe it could happen. But I think a lot of Christians yesterday were waiting to see if they'd be taken. And when I saw three, what did you think you saw, Bozell? Three of your neighbors, did you think it was me? No, I did not. Damn sure didn't think it was you. I thought it was just three women. I thought they were three naked women.
You thought they were three naked women?
Yes, I thought three naked women were being taken up to heaven. And I prayed, and I dropped to my knees. That's the moment I dropped to my knees, and I started to pray, oh, God, please let me be, you know, please let me go.
You were praying to be taken to heaven, too.
That's right. And that's when I could hear Hutchins going, I had to start laughing, Steve. You would, too.
You'll hear from my lawyer.
Steve, Phil Henry here. I wish you the very best. Thank you. I'm sorry that once again you're on our show and you're the butt of an enormous joke, but I got to tell you, brother, you walk into these things.
You really do, Steve.
Yeah, okay, brother. Yeah, you care. You don't give a damn about me whether I live or die, Mr.
Steve Bozell and Roy Hutchins, who released three helium-filled blow-up dolls that Steve thought were three people being taken to heaven yesterday, and he dropped to his knees and started praying. Mr. Hutchins started laughing and videoed it with his phone. All right, coming up next,
I got Dr. Ron Turner. This will be on a eclipse.
Jesus, God, you talk much, Dickman?
Yes, it's going to be on an eclipse.
Great, the eclipse. Dr. Ron Turner, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, this is Dr. Ron Turner, and I'm excited to be on Phil's show today for the very first time in God knows how long. Because he doesn't invite me on all that often, generally when there's a scientific question. But I would suggest you get a Backstage Pass subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. It's got many hours of fun and delightful, and he also, the documentary is Henry. That's not part of the subscription, but you can go watch that if you want. But you get a subscription, then you get to listen to all of the shows, many of which I'm on. Because I was on a lot of his shows. What else is there?
You can the cost.
Yeah, it's less than $10 a month.
Less than $7.
Less than $7 a month for the year. So do I have a Backstage Pass? I really don't have time to sit around and listen to this stuff.
But you are.
But yes, I am on the show, so I probably should.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. Hey.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show with some of the most bizarre bumper music the world has ever known. This is called Come Over Girl by Apache Tomcat. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is weird as hell. Weird as hell. We like Apache Tomcat. We like them all. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Dr. Ron Turner at Mountain Meadow Observatory in Cloverdale, Colorado. So, Dr. Turner, you heard, we got the, I don't know if you were listening, but early on we got the rapture mixed up with the eclipse. but I suppose a lot of people were doing that, huh?
Well, Phil, you're absolutely right. There were a lot of people yesterday who decided to make the eclipse a religious event. It did prove, you know, amusing. I don't know what Mr. Bozell, the gentleman you just had on, whether he got that confused.
He did.
Yeah, very early he thought the eclipse was the rapture.
Did you encounter any of that?
Well, you know, what happened was, because of the eclipse, people decided that would be a good day, I suppose. I don't know who predicts these things, whether they're biblically based or not, but someone decided that would be a good day to have the rapture.
And, of course, there was no rapture, but there was an eclipse.
That's what happened. People saw the eclipse, and they went, wow, and they, you know, it's time out of my day. But I did have a group of junior high students that came here to Mountain Meadow Observatory. We were able to give them the glasses, and we went out onto the grass in front of the observatory, and we were able to see that.
All right, so do you have the kids coming in on buses?
Yeah, the kids come in on buses. Some came with their parents. At about 2 o'clock this afternoon, they put on the glasses. They looked at the eclipse. You know,
and this is, you mentioned this is time out of your day.
Yes, I don't.
Do you resent that?
No, I don't resent it. I can tell you, Phil, every eclipse of the sun is the same. Every lunar eclipse, or I should say, they call it a solar eclipse, but really it's the moon. It's the solar. That's the moon.
It's called a solar eclipse. Well, I better not tell you your business.
Yeah, thank you. I'm talking to Phil Hendry over here.
Hey, Doc, if you don't mind, we're on the air.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I'm the astronomer. We call it a lunar... No, we don't. We call it a solar eclipse because it's the solar that's getting eclipsed. See?
Yeah, the sun's getting blocked.
Well, yeah, to put it in the layman terms there of Dickman, the sun's getting blocked. And frankly, if it were up to me, that's exactly what I would call it. I would call it the sun's blocked out day. But anyway, the moon passes in front of the sun, and it's visible in certain parts of the world.
Now, yesterday it was visible here in North America. Where else?
In North America, parts of Canada, the United States, and Mexico.
Okay. Anywhere else in the world?
No, not nowhere else in the world. Unless somebody's going to tell me now that it was visible. But my understanding was just North America, where you could see that. And we had one back in 2017 where everybody made a big deal out of President Trump staring. I have to tell you, politics aside, but I was almost envious of President Trump that day.
Why would you be envious of him?
No.
Tell Phil what you were telling us, Ron. It's pretty scary.
Well, no, I would never do such a thing.
But you were contemplating it.
No, I was not. After the fact, I thought about it.
What were you thinking about? You were thinking about looking at the sun.
No, hold on for a minute. I don't want people speaking on my behalf.
What were you thinking, Ron?
When I saw President Trump stare up at the sun at the eclipse, and I thought about the number of times I'd had school kids here, and women's groups here, and bowling leagues here, and Boy Scout troops here, and Girl Scout troops, and everybody and their uncle here to look at an eclipse of the sun, which we've had multiple times over the years, that I have to break time away from my day to go out and say, yeah, there it is.
What has this got to do with President Trump?
I almost wanted to look up and blind myself. And I, Phil...
Oh, come on.
Phil, I'm not serious, but I was tempted. I wish to God I would just look straight into that eclipse and just blind myself.
You know something, Tarner?
Let me guess. I need a doctor?
Yes, sir. If you're serious about what you just said, Dr. Tarner, why?
I would never do anything like that. But the temptation to just...
Well, what are you? You're sick and tired of the groups you're having to show the eclipse to?
I'm sick of over and over and over again. Every lunar or solar eclipse, here comes another group of people. Hey, Dr. Tarner, could we see the sun get blocked out? Do we look at it directly? No. Can we see it? Yes. Do you have glasses for us? Yes. Why? Because they told me I had to. All right, Phil.
I want to say something.
Phil, I've got a lot of things to do.
No, you're going to hang on the line and listen to this. I want to say something. Over the course of the last year, 2 years, even 3 years, we've had a lot of people on the show, and I've pointed this out before, Bud, and I think you really need to start thinking about this. We've had a lot of people on the show close to the breaking point.
That's exactly true. People that are ready to lose it.
What do you want me to do about it?
What I want you to do about it is to do a better pre-show interview of these people and make sure that they are people that are safe, not just safe for us, but safe to bring on for themselves, okay? You can hear Dr. Tarner here about ready to lose his you-know-what. Don't say it. Okay. About ready to lose his...
I'll say it, his shit.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. That's exactly right. That's great. I was ready to lose my shit because I have a lot to do. There are four or five different quasars we're tracking a new black hole and quasar and three different sectors and quadrants of our galaxy. We have two new stars to name, and I gotta go out there with this chicken shit. I'm sorry, Phil.
No, I don't want to talk to him. I do not want to talk to him. I'm going to say it again to you.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
What are you crying?
No, I'm not crying.
Well, your nose is stuffed up.
So my nose is stuffed up. My nose is stuffed up probably because I've got cat hair up my nose. Get him on.
Dr. Tarner?
Yeah. You yelled and Mr. Henry hung. Yes, he did. Chicken shit.
Give me the phone, will you, for God's sake. Hey, Ron?
Phil, I am so sorry.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Don't say a word. I'm going to say this to you. I empathize. I understand how it can get very, very tiresome and wearisome dealing with the public. That's not really your job, but you need a vacation.
Phil, all I did...
No, just be quiet. You need a vacation. You need to get away from there. There's a lot of people we have in the show that need to get away from here. In fact, I probably need to get away from here.
Well, look, Phil...
No. You need to get away. Take a vacation.
All right. I just wanted to tell you that I appreciate your understanding. I'm sorry that I yelled, and I also want to say that...
Okay.
Well, Phil, you cut him off.
Bud, you can take care of him.
Yeah, Ron, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Henry's... he's on the rag.
Give me the phone. Hang it up.
Dad, we just hung up on Dr. Ron Tarner.
Wow. Wow. Jesus.
Well, the world-famous Phil Henry show, you can go and cry.
I'm not crying. I'm the only guy around who's got his stuff together today.
World-famous Phil Henry show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. God.
That's right. Thanks for joining us, folks, and we'll see you tomorrow.